And we are back here on the campus of North Park College. Mountain Home Lady Bombers trailing Springdale Harbor 18-15 in a high-scoring back-and-forth first quarter. Did get an update from Greene County Tech. Our boys are tied 19-all after one over there. Sounds like a high-scoring quarter over there, too.
Well, we're seeing what we thought we'd see here, yeah. Man. Ball pressure. We're getting up and down. Both teams are getting the ball out and running, shooting the ball. And good news is we drew 6 or 7 fouls on that quarter. Be curious how the if it stays that touchy the rest of the game.
Yeah, we're going to have to be strong with the ball. They're going to let some of those fouls go. I think that they're not going to call them as quick as Harbor set to inbound this ball here to start this second quarter. Going to hit Owens at the top of the free throw line. She's going to kick it out. It's going to be set to Haney. Haney's going to put a shot up. It is going to be off the front of the iron. No good. Go out of bounds. Lady Bomber going to take the ball here. Start this second quarter. Moore inbounds to Yonkers. Yonkers right back to Moore. It is a zone press as Jayla cuts right down the middle. Mountain Home has numbers. Tries to make the right pass. She saw Libby Fosness running down the right side. It's the right pass. She was wide open, just overthrew her a little bit. Mountain Home's fifth turnover here in this opening half.
And that's what a press does. Yeah. You don't always have to steal it in the backcourt.
Right.
You know, you get sped up. That's an easy pass. She'd make 100 times a week.
Ball's going to be in the left wing. It is going to be Brooklyn Owens who's going to put it up for three. Harbor going to take a 21-15 lead. Man, Harbor's got good pressure, and they shoot the ball well.
They're looking the part so far.
They're in the zone press as Mountain Home. Brooklyn's going to try to throw it to Lake and turn the ball over. And then Brooklyn is going to foul McKinley Campbell hard as Campbell's trying to go up for the layup. Campbell did a great job picking that ball up out of the air and taking it to the hoop.
Yeah, tried to throw a lob pass back across the front of that trapping press. And hard foul there. Nothing wrong with it.
Nope.
She went on the ball.
Yeah, she had the ball in her hand when she came down with it. So Campbell's first free throw is up. It rolls around. No good. 21-15, 7:14 left in this half. Lady Bombers trailing this really stout Harbor Wildcats team from Springdale. Second free throw up. Campbell rolls around, and it bangs off the back of the board after rounding the rim and goes in. 22-15. Mitchell set to inbound against this press. Going to hit Fosses. Fosses gets it to the middle of the court. Back to Mitchell on the right. She's going to dribble. Get it back. That's how you beat a zone press. Get it to the middle to Lakin. Lakin gets it to the right wing. Now Mitchell's going to attack. She's going to go up and take the foul. Mitchell's going to take it off a great drive on the right side. Good job, Lady Bombers, staying patient, beating the press. Got Mitchell. They got 55. Rojas on the foul. Is this going to send Brooklyn Mitchell to the line? First free throw is up and nothing but net. Cutting this lead 22-16 with 7:02 left here in this half.
Good patience on the press break there. And then we hit the middle twice.
Mm-hmm.
And that last time we got it to Brooklyn. She drove baseline, drew the foul.
Mitchell's next free throw rolls around. No good, but Libby Fosness comes away with the rebound. But I think she did it because she had some help.
Got her on a push-off.
Got her on a push-off. Libby's kind of have her hand up like, what did I do? I think it's a correct call. Libby did kind of push her in the back there. Harbor brings the ball with McKinley Campbell across the free throw. She's going to hit Haney in the corner. Haney's going to drive. Floater's going to be up. No good. Rojas going to come away with the offensive rebound. Kick it out left wing to Madison Campbell. Madison's three is no good as Libby Fosses comes away with the rebound for Mountain Home.
Okay, got a miss. Let's see if we can cut into this lead here.
Moore. Nice high pick and roll to Anna McCarn. Anna stays.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, We'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-981-4455. 800-981-4455. 800-981-4455.
Class Sports Network. And we're back here on the campus of North Arc. 5:42 left in this half. Mountain Home trailing 27-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yeovil Mountain Home. Mountain Home set to inbound here, trailing 27-18. Facing a zone press here from Springdale now. I was going to beat it with ease as they pass it until Mitchell turns it over. Tries to get the ball, one extra pass in the middle. Madison Campbell's going to come away with it, press the issue, and they're going to get a foul on Jayla Yonkers trying to steal the ball back. That's already Mountain Home's seventh turnover here in this first half.
Yeah, they're definitely struggling with that pressure. That was just trying to force a pass there into the middle that wasn't there. Throw it right back,
yep,
though.
Yeah, McKinley Campbell throws the ball in as Mitchell steals the ball back for Mountain Home. Mountain Home back quickly with it, looking to attack this man offense as Mitchell's going to force the issue, get her feet deep in the paint, go up through McKinley Campbell. They're going to call the foul on the floor, though. Love the aggressiveness there by Brooklyn.
Yeah, she looked like she's going to kick it out. She said, no, I'm gonna power this thing in here, and it worked. She got a foul.
Inbound set to go into Mountain Home. Ball's going to be swung around the top of the key. Lakin Moore's three is no good. Off the hands of Anna McCarn, and Springdale's going to get the rebound. Lakin Moore's going to foul McKinley Campbell as she brings it in, too. That's Mountain Home's fourth foul here in this second quarter.
Got a wide-open look there. Again, it was deep, but you trust her to shoot those.
Harbor back quickly with it as Owen's going to get the ball. Drive the lane. Nice little dump pass to Jasmine Rojas for two, 29-18, Mountain Home trailing.
That was a really good dump off right there to the baseline.
We're yet to score here in this second quarter for Mountain Home as Brooklyn's going to be left open. She's going to take the three, and it is going to be good. Sorry, we've scored three. That's our sixth point here. Three for Brooklyn on the left wing is good. 29-21, 4:38 left in the second quarter. Campbell back with it quickly. As it's going to be shot, is going to be up, no good. It is going to go off of Mountain Home's hands, out of bounds.
So,
but they're going to give the ball to Mountain Home.
So that's a makeup call.
I think so.
The girl shoved Jayla.
Yeah, the there should have been a foul on the play. And they are going to give it to Mountain Home. They're going to say it goes off of Jayla's hands out of bounds.
The reason she didn't catch it is
she
got shoved in the back. So.
And we're going to get a timeout here. Coach Jenkins for Harbor is going to call a timeout. Here is Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and Washington Bomber Sports Network. Back here at North Arc as Mountain Home is playing Springdale Harbor in this neutral site game. Mountain Home trailing 29-21 here with 4:33 left in the half. Coach Leonard was
he's still working
official down there. Yeah. McKinley Campbell set to inbound the play underneath their own goal for Harbor. Going to get it in to MacArthur. MacArthur's going to get back to Campbell. Campbell's going to drive to the middle of the lane, and they're going to get a foul on Rojas. They're going to say Rojas had an illegal screen pushed off to get Owens open at the top of the key. Mountain Home will take it as that's their third foul on Harbor.
This quarter, yeah. We need to work to get a good shot here. We got a three for Brooklyn on the last trip. We need to get another good look here.
This press is set up as Mountain Home beats it. Passing over the top as Moore has it at the top of the key. set up our offense. Gets it to Lakin Anderson on the left wing. Oh. She's going to come. They're going to get Lakin Moore on the illegal screen. Mountain home with the set. And I'll tell you, honestly, that's Lakin Anderson's fault right there. I'm not saying it's her fault, but it is. She's got to wait and let Lakin get set.
Yeah.
She took off early before the screen was there. So when Lakin did make contact, it wasn't
moving
screen.
She was still moving.
Yep. Ball's going to come across time on MacArthur. MacArthur's going to get it to Campbell, McKinley Campbell. Campbell back to MacArthur. She's going to go down low to Rojas. Rojas is going to go off her hands. It's going to come to the hands of Haney. Haney's going to get it back to MacArthur. MacArthur kicks out to Owens. Owens is their shooter. It is up. No good this time. It's going to bounce off the rim and go out of bounds to be Lady Bombers basketball.
She made her last two from over there, so it's good to see her miss that one. Then Lakin Anderson did a good job kind of sealing the baseline off there so nobody could go get that rebound.
And we'll go back off on you on that last play. If Lakin waits on Lakin Moore to come, let her get set. Hear those feet pop. We always taught them in junior high at the younger levels. You want to hear that feet pop. When you hear it pop, then you can go. As the ball comes across the Lady Bombers, no pressure this time for Harbor as Jayla has it across the top of the key. She tries to throw it in the left corner to Lakin. It's a turnover. Springdale Harbor back quickly with it as looks like it was MacArthur who's going to put the left-handed layup and good.
It was McKinley.
Is that McKinley?
Yeah.
McKinley Campbell?
Yeah.
Turnover leading to direct points as Harbor's back quickly with it. Mountain Home has it at the top of the key. Jayla pulls up at the top of the key and is going to take a foul. The foul's going to be on – see who they're going to get. This is our girl that we liked in the JV game. That's Caden Davenport. Number 15. She was in the JV game. She played great minutes for the Lady Wildcats. Come in, and she got the foul on Jayla at the free throw line. Jayla's first free throw is up and good, cutting this to a 9-point lead with 3:19 left here in this opening half.
Yeah, she may have got away with a little push off there on her step back. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Got both of them.
Second free throw's up and is good as Addison Ferris is going to check in for Jayla Yonkers after the free throw. Down home trailing by 8, 3:19 left in this half. The Springdale Harbor team is a really good defensive, quick team as MacArthur brings it inbound. She's going to throw it over to McKinley Campbell. Campbell's going to hit Davenport in the short corner. Davenport's going to catch it. Go inside, outside. Shot's going to be up no good as Rojas battle around. Going to go up no good. The offensive rebound now comes into Madison Campbell. Madison Campbell kicks it out top for the three to MacArthur. MacArthur misses it, gets her own rebound, drives the lane, and is going to take the foul as Addison Ferris fouls her, sending MacArthur to the free throw line.
We talked about it early. We can't give them extra possessions, and they got three shots on that one.
Yep, four shots. That's three offensive rebounds as the first free throw is up by MacArthur and good. 2:53 left in the South. Mountain Home trailing 32-23. Harbor has kind of pulled away a little in the second quarter. Second free throw up and good as MacArthur earns them both after the foul. Mount Home trails by 10. Need a strong run here in this final 2:50 of this half. Mitchell brings it in to the right side. Hits Lakin Anderson. Anderson's going to
got away with the walk.
Got away with the walk, but gets it up top to Moore. It's like Harbor's in a zone now as Addison Ferris, great cut to the top of the key. Lakin Anderson in the corner. Gets it to Brooklyn. Brooklyn's going to get it back to the top of the key. Addison, both feet in the paint, kicks it back out to Brooklyn. Inside, outside. Three up, no good. And they're going to get Anna McCarn on the foul. Anna McCarn was battling for the rebound against Madison Campbell. It is going to be a foul and is going to be a two-shot foul as Mountain Home has now entered the bonus. So, on the other end, Madison Campbell is going to go to the free throw line for the Lady Wildcats, trying to earn the pair of two after taking the foul from Anna McCarn.
We had really good ball movement there against the zone. We got a paint touch twice. Just never could find. There was two times there was backside open. We saw it too late.
The speed of Harbor has something to do with that.
Absolutely.
As Madison Campbell's first free throw is up and no good. Liddy Foster's checking in for the Lady Bombers for Lakin Anderson. 2:24 left in this quarter. Harbor leading 33-23. Second free throw up. It is good for one of the twins, Madison Campbell. Now they're back in this pressure as Mountain Home gets it into McCarn. McCarn's going to bring it up the sideline. She's not just a big who plays with her back to basket. Nice skip pass to Mitchell. Mitchell assesses the defense. Back out top to Ferris. Ferris. Her and Mitchell playing a two-man game. She throws it down low to Livy Faustus. Livy's going to take her feet, catch the ball, go up. take the foul.
Who are they going to get?
They're going to get Rojas.
Okay, that's three on her.
That's three on the big for Harbor that has come in. She's a big, strong, wide-looking girl for Harbor. She was a wall down there, but Livy Faustus went straight up through her, took the foul, gets to the free throw line.
It was a good pass by Brooklyn. That wasn't an easy one. She had her sealed off, but she's taller than Livy. But she got a good pass to her, and then a good strong move by Livy once she got doubled to get that foul called.
First free throw up and good. 10-point lead. Second free throw. Rolls around. No good. Rojas comes away with a rebound for Harbor. Harbor leading 34-24. 2 minutes left in this half as MacArthur has it up top. Mountain Home and Mitchell going to take the ball away from her. Just steal the ball with her as Mountain Home brings it the other way.
Absolutely.
McCarn comes it, and it looks like they're going to get number five, MacArthur, for undercutting Anna McCarn. That's going to put Harbor into the bonus with 1:52 left.
And that's her third foul.
Sending McCarn to the free throw line. They've got three players with three fouls.
And that was a frustration foul, without a doubt. She was dribbling the ball up there at the top of the key, and she lost it. Brooklyn stole it, and you could tell she was frustrated.
Yep.
Just a silly foul on her part there.
First free throw is up and is good. Second free throw up, long, no good. Madison Campbell comes away with it. Harbor back quickly with it. Mountain trailing by nine with 1:47 left in this half. McKinley Campbell has it, kicks it out to Owens. Owens gets a feet in the paint, kicks it back to McKinley Campbell, who replaced her. She has a floater. It is going to be no good, and Anna McCarn going to come away with it for Mountain Home. Mountain Home back quickly. Lake and Moore around the left side. She's going to take Davenport all the way the hole, try to kick it out to Brooklyn on the right wing. It is going to be knocked out of bounds by Madison Campbell. Mountain Home will have the ball on the baseline with 1:26, trailing by nine.
It was pretty physical defense there by Davenport. I thought Lakin had her. I thought that looked like more than just hand touching there. That looked pretty physical.
Ball's going to be triggered in bounds. It's going to be the top of the key with Faustus. Faustus is going to touch it. Lakin's going to do a good job saving it before it goes in the backcourt. Mountain Home setting up their offense is high pick and roll. It's going to be to Brooklyn in the right wing. She's going to go up. Three-pointer, no good. Faustus has inside position, but tips the ball. It is going to be out of bounds on Mountain Home. Probably the correct call. Nice look by Brooklyn, just unable to go down. Mountain Home trailing 34-25 with 1:10 left.
That would have been a big shot right there.
Would have been. Cut it to six, and Mountain Home doing a good job hanging with these Lady Wildcats today.
Yeah, just keep working. Let's see if we can get some more of them in foul trouble and see where this game comes down at the end.
Kinley Campbell dancing with it up top as she throws it over the top to her sister Madison Campbell. Madison Campbell hits Davenport. She cross court to McKinley Campbell. Owens in the left corner. Up, no good as Rojas battles Livy Faustus for the offensive rebound. Kicks it out to Davenport. Davenport drives it, swatted by Anna McCarn. But right into the hands of McKinley Campbell. Campbell going to take it to the paint. Up for two for the Lady Bombers, or for the Harbor Wildcats. 36-25. Shot clock is off with 30 seconds left in this game. Mountain Home can hold for the last shot with Moore setting up the high pick and roll with McCarn. Moore gets the free throw line, kicks it out to Mitchell. Mitchell going to drive around Davenport, and she's going to take the foul. Davenport got beat. Mitchell took it straight to the hole. Davenport fouled Mitchell. It's going to be her second foul, right? Sending Mitchell to the free throw line.
That's all she had to do. She whipped her baseline, and it was either give up a wide-open layup or foul her.
First free throw up. It is good. 10-point lead for Harbor Wildcats. 19.6 left in this half as Addison Ferris checks in for Anna McCarn. Mitchell with one more on the way here. Free throw up. It is good. 9-point game. Mountain Home needs a good defensive stop here. As Harbor set to get the ball to start this second half. McKinley Campbell up top. Passes to her sister Madison. Madison Davenport down in the corner. Back out to Madison Campbell. She's going to get to the free throw line. Floater is going to be up. No good. Rojas is going to get a push-off. She's going to get a push-off on Lakin Moore. Or they're going to get maybe Addison Ferris. But that is going to be a shooting foul. That's her fourth foul of the game.
Brad, I got to be honest. I didn't see anything there that I thought was worthy of a foul. But in no other event, it's her fourth foul.
Yep.
And that's a tough one if you're Harbor. Because she is a big rebounding machine down there, man.
It's going to send Addison Ferris to the line. Shooting two with 2:3 left in this half. Mountain Home trailing by nine. Mountain Home sending their girls up to pressure Harbors. The first free throw bounces up high and comes down and able to go in, 28-36. Mountain Home set. We've got a girl down here that's way back here. We need to know who it is. Yep. Brooklyn now sees it. 2.3 seconds. Mountain Home set to slow play this, I think, so they don't get an open shot on this half. Aston's free throw up. Second one is up. It is good. Ball inbound to Owens. Owens throws it across the half court. Almost gets it to go. Misses it, and that's the way this half is going to end. Harbor Lady Wildcats lead the Lady Bombers 36-29 after a fun physical first half. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. We will be back with our Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show.